USA News Update. Three people are confirmed dead and five others injured in a shooting at Michigan State University during normal business hours on Monday. The East Lansing, Michigan campus has lifted its lockdown. The suspect in the shooting took his own life. The suspect was a 43-year-old man with no affiliation to the university, and police have no idea why he came to the campus. The five people who were injured are in critical condition at a local hospital. No names have been released by the police at this time. Atlanta Judge Robert McBurney on Monday says he will make public some of the written report by a special grand jury investigating former President Trump and the 2020 election in Georgia. In a written order, the Fulton County Superior Court judge said some excerpts of the report are ripe for publication and would be made public on Thursday. Happy Valentine's Day. Lance Fry, USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.